Merry Christmas. Good job. Christmas in July. Buffy Riley asked several months ago, could we do Christmas in July? And I said, sure, why not? And then the last couple of weeks I've been thinking, why are we doing this? But then, if you do listen to the songs, and hopefully you listen to the start of the message, hopefully it'll all make sense about Christmas in July. In our remembering the coming of Christ as a babe and arising as our Lord and Savior. So welcome to our time of worship here this morning at St. John's. May you all experience God's love and peace during this time. Just a couple of announcements to share. I think some info went out to the congregation, but I'm not sure anymore. It's been a fun week. We were under the impression that parts of the building would be without power throughout the week. The reality is, at 8 o'clock on Monday morning, they cut the power to the entire building. The 1965 edition had power as on Wednesday, but none of the air conditioners worked. And then the rest of the whole building got connected back again for electric on Friday afternoon. So everything locked in the computer was inaccessible until that time. Fortunately, Gloria came in yesterday morning and ran off the bulletins and all those kinds of good things. And so we're back up and running. That air conditioner works. This one doesn't. It's the only one in the church that doesn't work, the one that we really needed the most. We have not reset all the clocks, so do not pay attention to that one whatsoever. And the front sign obviously has not been working all week. If you've been driving by, and a call will be made to the company tomorrow to reboot that system, and away we go. So another fun week, and you can read more about the building process in the bulletin. We do have, I'd turn the lights on down in the sanctuary if you want to go down and look. They are supposed to start laying the LVT flooring that will be underneath the pews tomorrow morning. So maybe more to see next Sunday. The Gift Gals have their monthly gathering on Thursday, 2 p.m., meeting at Sunday's Market in Pettisville. So if you're a part of the Gift Gals, remember that this week. With all that said, let us turn our thoughts and time to the worship of our Lord.
Good morning. Our opening scripture is from Isaiah 40, 1 through 3. These verses bring a message of hope and comfort for God's people. After a time of struggle, God speaks peace to his people and promises that he is coming near. A voice calls out, making a way for the Lord. This is a prophecy that is later linked to John the Baptist. Comfort, comfort, my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and proclaim to her that her hard service has been completed, that her sin has been paid for, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice of one calling, in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord. Make straight in the wilderness a highway for our God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. God, thank you for being with us from the very beginning. You are the light that shines in our darkness. As we come together today, help us to feel your presence. Open our hearts to your truth and remind us of your love through Jesus. Amen.
In the darkness we were waiting, without hope, without light, till from heaven you came running, there was mercy in your eyes, to fulfill the law and prophets, to a virgin came the word, from a throne of endless glory, to a cradle in the dirt. To reveal the kingdom coming and to to reconcile the lost, to redeem the whole creation. You did not despise the cross, for even in your suffering, you saw to the other side. Knowing this was our salvation, Jesus, for our sake you died. Praise the Father, praise the Son, praise the Spirit, three in one. God of glory, majesty, praise forever to the King of Kings. And the morning that you rose, all of heaven held its breath, till that stone was rolled for good, for the Lamb had conquered death. And the dead rose from their tombs, and the angels stood in awe, for the souls of all who'd come to the Father are restored. And the Church of Christ was born, then the Spirit lit the flame. Now the gospel truth of old shall not kneel, shall not faint. By his blood and in his name, in his freedom I am free. For the love of Jesus Christ, who has resurrected me.
Please stand as you are able and join me in the call to worship. We remember the babe of Bethlehem. We remember a man in human flesh who dwelt with us. We remember the cross where he sacrificed his life. We remember the Christmas story with joy of the shepherds and the giving of the gifts by the wise men.
We too are to be joyful and give the best as we get out to the Lord and into one another.
Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and King. Amen.
Let's join together in song this morning. We'll sing, O Come All Ye Faithful, followed by, O Hearken Ye.
Thank you.
I invite children to come forward for the children's message. Remember, we're going to sit over here on this side. Sit over here on this side, please. Less things to play with. Yes. And the Yoder family has multiplied by two, gained by two, as they care for two other little girls. Twins, right? Can you tell they're twins? They're crying at the same time. Oh, that makes all the difference. Oh, well, it's okay. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's not Christmas. It's July. Good job. Well, July 20th, but we were singing Christmas carols. Why? It's good that you don't know, because I'm going to tell you something. We are celebrating Christmas in July to remember the joy and the peace and the hope and the love of Christmas. And so Christmas in July, we're singing the Christmas carols, and we're going to talk about what Christmas really means from one of the gospel stories. But do you remember anything about Christmas? What do you remember about Christmas? What do we do? Jesus was born. Do you, what? He was laid in a crib of straw or something. That's close enough. A manger. We decorate our homes. We put up Christmas trees. We hang lights. We sing carols. We have family gatherings. And then, if you're young enough or old enough, you might share presents with one another. Well, one father got asked by his daughters at 8 o'clock if he had presents for them at home. I did not think about that aspect. Sorry. But Christmas in July, we are to remember Jesus, who was born in the stable, laid in a crib or a manger. He came because he's God's son. He came so that we would know love and peace in our hearts. And that Jesus, when we celebrate Christmas and we celebrate Good Friday and we celebrate Easter, we remember that Jesus is with us all the time. He's watching over us, and he knows what's in our minds and what's in our hearts. And so that's why we have to practice loving one another. Okay? And it's great to have children here, because you know what I'm doing the rest of the week? As soon as worship is over, I'm leaving to go to church camp. And I'm going to spend almost 5 days with a cabin of boys that are in second grade or third grade through sixth grade. And you help prepare me for that. What's that? No, this is down south in Indianapolis. So a little ways away, but I like sharing with children, okay? So remember today as a remembrance of the Christmas joy. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for these children, and we thank you for the blessing of Christmas, to know that Jesus came because he loves us, and we know his promise, he is with us now. Bless these children. In Christ we pray. Amen. As we come into our time of prayer, you'll see the list of concerns in the bulletin, and we would add Connie Bosselman, who just continues to deal with some health concerns and with some pain. So let's pray for Connie this day and this week as well. Let's bow in prayer before the Lord. In our worship this morning, O God, we thank you for the wonder and the lessons and the deep meaning of Christmas. The yes, at Christmas at the end of December, the end of the Advent season, we remember the birth of Jesus. We remember the birth of the Christ child. We remember the shepherds and the wise men. And Lord, we remember the nativity. But it is the truth and reality of today that Christmas is to be every day. We sing a song about every morning is Easter morning, and every day is Christmas. Because of the love and the grace of Jesus Christ, for those who have received him into their hearts, we have the hope and the joy of Jesus in every moment of life. In the good times and in the tough times, Lord, may we rely upon your presence. May we rely on the love that you showered upon us through Jesus. And Lord, as we look at the Gospel of John later this morning, we are reminded that Jesus is your Son, and Jesus is one with you. And so as we come to know Jesus, we come to know you, O God, our Heavenly Father. And we praise you and we thank you. Lord, there are so many different struggles going in the world. There's hunger, there's pain, there's violence, there's floods, there's fires, there's war, there's poverty, there's illness and sickness. Lord God, there's heartache, there's loneliness, there's depression, there's aches and pains. So many things can take our focus off of Jesus our Lord, to take our focus off of His birth and off His crucifixion and off His resurrection. That I pray this morning would be a reminder that you are always with us. And in those struggles, in those tough times, Lord, we must rely upon you, your presence and your wisdom and your grace. Lord, we pray for members of our church family. We pray for Charlene as she's in rehab, at Roop Rehab, and we pray that she will be strengthened both in body and in soul. We pray for Connie Bosselman as she continues to deal with various health issues. Lord, may you just touch her. Give her moments of peace. Give her freedom from the pain. Lord, help her to rely upon your presence. Lord, we pray for Barbara Chapman, Chrissy Stuckey's mother, as she's now in hospice care in the inpatient hospice center just north of Defiance. We pray for Barbara. We pray for Chrissy and her brother Butch, and we pray for David and the rest of the family members. Lord, in these days, may they rely upon the hope and the promise of everlasting life. We continue to pray for Denise and Justin Beck. We pray for Rylan Hunt. It's good to know through his great-grandmother Gloria that the surgery went well, and there were days of swelling from the surgery on his skull, and Lord, he came home yesterday well enough to be taken care of, and we just thank you for that, and we pray for his successful recovery in the days to come. We pray for Dan and Braden as they continue through therapy for their knees. We pray for Chloe, who has gained weight through the nutrition she is receiving. And Lord, also yet she's had more scans and tests. The wearisomeness of a five-year journey. Lord, we just pray for her strength. We pray for her faith and the blessing of her family. We continue to pray for Josie as she continues to live life each day and just pray for her health. Lord, as we bow before you on this day, hear us as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Before we collect our offerings, let's dedicate them to the Lord. Let's pray. God of light and life, you gave us the greatest gift, Jesus, who came to show us your love. We give these offerings to you to say thank you, to help share your light with others. Use them to bring hope, truth, and kindness into this world. Amen. I invite the ushers forward.
Thank you.
This scripture reading is from John 1, verses 1 through 14. These verses tell us that Jesus has always been with God and is God. He made everything and brings light and life into this world. These verses explain how Jesus came to live among us so that we may truly know God through him. Verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that had been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. May God bless the reading of his word.
I invite you to rise as you're able as we come together in song, O beautiful star of Bethlehem.
You may be seated.